A trio of Iowa officials is criticizing the Democratic National Committee for instituting polling and fundraising thresholds to take part in the presidential debates. They say those thresholds are artificial, and they're winnowing the field of candidates and usurping the job of Iowa caucusgoers. In a conference call with reporters today, Iowa Attorney General Tom Miller and Iowa DNC member Jan Bauer said most Iowans are not tuning into the Democratic presidential debates and have not yet made up their minds. The call was organized by Montana Governor Steve Bullock's presidential campaign, and Bullock has failed to make the stage for recent debates, including tonight's debate in Ohio. Miller and Bauer have endorsed Bullock. Former Iowa Democratic Party chair and former U.S. Representative Dave Nagel says the DNC is shutting out those without access to wealth or name recognition. Well, Governor Kim Reynolds is continuing her quest for criminal justice reform. Today, Reynolds announced she's forming a committee tasked with recommending reforms in Iowa. Reynolds says the group's first task is to come up with policies that support people when they leave prison so they don't reoffend. Next year, Reynolds wants the committee to look at solutions for racial bias in the criminal justice system.
That will be part of my program moving forward, is to build on the second chance initiatives that I started last year.
Reynolds says she'll continue to push for restoring felon voting rights through a constitutional amendment. That's a look at Siouxland Public Media News. We'll have another update later on this hour. I'm Mary Hartnett.